This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. As you know, we've been doing a five-part series on this company. We're talking about Seafair Exploration Corp. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol SFRX. And with us today is the chairman and CEO of the company, Mr. Kyle Kennedy. Kyle, welcome back to the show.
Everett, thank you. I've been looking very forward to visiting with you again. It's always a pleasure to be here.
Well, give us an update of what's going on with the government grant.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate you asking about that. These grants ultimately take a long time to go through and process with the government. And the government back in basically December saw that we were building a device that would literally look under the sand and see gold and silver and also other things under the sand, and ask us to build a derivative type device for the government. And the way that works is they give us a grant. We use the grant money to then go out and build what they're looking for. And we started the grant process. No sooner did we get started than we had a government shutdown, and that created delays for us. We had a personnel change where we upgraded our chief technical officer and put in a guy that just has a tremendous academic background, which the government was very happy with that change. But these are things that take time in getting these things done. So now I think we're getting pretty close to actually receiving it. And that would be a huge thing for our company because of the size of it and what it means. It means we're really working with the government to develop new technology.
Are we talking six figures, seven figures? How big of a grant?
You're asking the right question. It is the government, so you can expect some size with this. I can't go into that until we actually make a news release on it. But suffice to say, I'm extremely pleased with the size of it because I strongly believe that it'll impact our stock and make a very positive splash for us.
Well, that being said, give us an update on the blockchain logistics tech. Well, what's going on with that?
Yeah, now that's a whole nother revenue stream for us that's continuing to expand. The blockchain logistics is beginning to take off. We started with some government agency business with a couple of different government agency contracts. Those contracts have begun to pay us. They pay us constantly. So we've got money coming in that we've never had come in before. The amount of money is growing. We're talking right now just a little under 10 grand, I think, for this last month. But the bottom line is hey, that's 10 grand we didn't have before that I would normally have to go out and raise. Yeah. So that money's starting to come in, but it gets much better than that. The work that we're doing for these agencies have been picked up by different branches of the government. The government had probability and statistics come up and meet with them. And we've got some great contractual negotiations going on right now that are very, very sizable and certainly could impact our company in the future to actually get into the point where the revenues will actually exceed our expenses. So we're pretty excited on the blockchain side. You know, we're fortunate that we've got the team that we've got. And, you know, through you, Everett, some of our team members have been able to come on and express their thoughts. And I think the public has gotten to see the quality of the people that are on our team, the sincerity that they bring to the table. And they're also seeing their abilities because everybody's got a different skill set. And the guys that are doing the blockchain encryption, the rocket scientists, they're able to not only do that, they're able to help us with certain calculations on the Sea Searcher, you know, because it's highly technical. And so these guys are able to help on that as well. And Tim Reynolds was on the show. The man is brilliant. You know, the device that he's building has never been built before. And it's just absolutely amazing.
Well, give myself and my listeners a little bit of a background of application, what that would be used for the blockchain. What kind of applications?
Yes, there's multiple applications that we're going after right now. One of the applications is banks. You know, banks don't want to be hacked. Fact is, nobody wants to be hacked, really. So banks are one of the areas that we're going to go after. Hospitals is another area that we're going to go after. We're hiring a full-time person starting September 2nd. Their job is to go after cities, counties, and municipalities. Cities are being held hostage. Hackers are coming in and stealing their data. And if you want it back, you have to pay them. Riviera Beach.
Yeah, it's a ransom. Yeah, I've heard that.
Yeah, well, it's getting much larger. I think on one of the news stations the other day, if I heard it correctly, they said 26 cities got hacked in Texas in one day alone last week. So, you know, I hope I'm recalling that data correctly. But the point being is more and more cities, municipalities, all these different groups are being hacked. And the encryption that we use, it can stop that from happening. And if hackers come in and steal all their data off their computers, if they have employed our services, we have all of that data, you know, in the blockchain, and they can't get to it. They can't change it.
Mm.
And so that's of tremendous value to them. And so this is going to be a really hot market as it grows and evolves. So we're bringing on staff full time inside of blockchain logistics to actually go after that market progressively rather than passively.
My guest today is Kyle Kennedy. He's the CEO and chairman of Seafair Exploration. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol SFRX. Let's get back to the meat and potatoes of your business. You have one boat called the Iron Maiden. You guys are about a half mile off of Florida looking at there. You're using a particular application called the Sea Searcher. Just kind of bring us up to speed where we're at and what's going on with the shipwreck out there that's just a little bit off the coast of Florida.
Yes. Everett, thank you for asking along those lines. And you said it correctly. It's the meat and potatoes. You know, these government contracts can bring us in hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars. But the treasure side of the equation can bring us in billions of dollars. And the biggest difficulty in that arena is actually finding the treasure buried under, you know, several feet of sand and in some cases 20 to 24 feet of sand.
And wow.
Yeah, so most treasure hunters go out and they dig holes in the sand and they get down to the hard rock and they see if they find anything. They use a device called a cesium vapor magnetometer. The mag, as we call it, only sees iron. And the theory in the business is the gold and silver was locked up with iron bars, iron chains, and iron locks. And if you find the iron that locks up that gold and silver, eventually you find the gold and silver. The problem is on a mag survey, a nail looks almost identical to a treasure chest lid. You know, they're all rusted out. The signature is weak. And all you get is a dot on a screen saying there's a piece of iron right here. Well, you don't know what that piece of iron is till you dig it up. And you get down there and it's a nail. Well, guess what? There's thousands and thousands of nails in these ships. And so it's like a massive game of battleship. And, you know, it's very time consuming and extremely expensive. And so what we're doing is we're developing a whole new system that will see under the sand. And we're going to be able to use that system to do things that have never been done before. And the applications are just extremely far and broad. And I'll give you something that, that will separate us from all the other so-called treasure hunters. We could, for instance, take the Sea Searcher. We could take it over to Italy. And I'm just using them as an example. I pulled it out of the air.
Yeah, yep.
Yeah, but we could go over there and say, hey, guys, you have all these Roman artifacts buried along your coastline, and you don't know where they are. With our Sea Searcher, we can show you exactly where they are within half of an inch. But even if I showed you where it was, you don't really have the money to salvage it. So now what I'm going to do is I'm going to show you where a treasure chest is. I can estimate the value of the treasure chest because we see things in three dimensions. So I can say, here's the treasure that'll give you the money to be able to go and salvage your cultural heritage. And you can keep 100% of what you pull up, other than maybe some value of the treasure that we get paid for our services. And it'll allow us to open the door, I think, to all kinds of countries. The application can go far, far further. You know, eventually we'll have this where we can use it in much deeper water, you know, 20,000 feet plus, where we can have a surface version that looks down through the water and see things on the bottom. So if we wanted to find...
And do we have a timeline for this product?
Sort of. We did pool testing over the last 2 weeks. We tinkered a little bit with the software. The power of the device is amazing. We buried several objects out behind Wild Manta Laboratories. And then we built a swimming pool over all the buried targets. We then put the Sea Searcher in the swimming pool, and we had it find every one of those items. And it blew my mind what it was capable of doing. It was amazing. And for instance, let me give you an idea of one of the things that really surprised me. We buried a busted up Coke bottle made of glass. The Sea Searcher was able to see the glass. Okay. And that's not something I expected. And what that means is it can see other substances like glass, such as emeralds, rubies, et cetera. Okay. Well, there is nothing in the world that comes close to doing what we're doing with the capacity that we're currently seeing. The thing, we thought the thing might go down 18 to 20 feet. We were able to clearly see down 70 feet. You know, we could see root structures. We could see everything down almost 70 feet.
Wow.
And that was without full power. Another amazing thing, and then I'll quit on my examples, but we made our own treasure chest. We put a bunch of copper coins in it, and we buried it. The device can show us in 3D how deep we buried that chest. It shows us the angle that the chest is sitting at. It measured it at 18 inches by 11 and a half. The chest was actually 18 inches by 12, so it was only off half an inch on one dimension. But in addition to that, it showed that there was metal inside the chest, and that was just with our acoustical arrays. That wasn't using our metal detection. The metal detection hits it after the 3D does. And this thing emits in nanoseconds and measures in milliseconds. The sophistication of this device is just mind-boggling.
And when are we going to put this into use? Because you told me years, you've been on coming on the show for years, that you said there's trillions of dollars out there in the ocean floor. So when are we going to put it to use?
Yes, and you are correct. And I plan on getting my fair share of it too. What we're doing is yesterday, Everett, we put it in the ocean, and we took a 300-foot section right in the middle of our site. We buried multiple targets on that sight line. Yesterday, we used the device to go over those targets in the ocean, and it hit every single target. So that was our very first day in the ocean. The test results were great. It's absolutely what we expected. we knew to expect that because we saw the test results from the swimming pool.
Well, Kyle, we could go on forever and ever, but unfortunately we run out of time today. And I will give you the last word in closing. What do you want my listeners and your investors to take away from this interview real quick?
Well, then we have an extremely bright future. And I would caution them on selling too early as our stock starts to go up, because once we get involved in these fines, there'll just be more and more and more and more of them. And so I would say, one, you should definitely be in there. And two, I would caution you on selling too early.
I want to thank you for coming on the show. As for my listeners, take a look at this company. They've got a new product that's about to be launched out there called the Sea Searcher. If you're looking for a treasure hunting company, look no further than Seafair Exploration Corp. Trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol SFRX. You've been listening to Kyle Kennedy. He's the CEO and president and chairman of the company. Kyle, thank you so much for coming on the show. Hopefully you'll come back on here in 30 or 40 days and give us an update of what's going on.
Oh, my gosh. Everett, I certainly hope so, because it sure looks bright, I can tell you that.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.